morning.
So what does Will to Live do?
Will to Live is a charity that gives back to the homeless by giving out food and clothes. It was organised and created by an amazing guy called Will Hawes, who was once homeless himself. He started giving out food out of an esky about 7 years ago, and he's grown the charity, which is still quite small, but we're trying to grow it even more. And he arranges a barbecue and sets up outside Central Station every Monday to Friday at 6:45 and feeds the homeless.
That's incredible. And so what was the kind of, like, why did you start to get involved in this organisation then?
I was inspired by Will. I heard about what he was doing, and I reached out, got in contact with him, sat down with him for a 20-minute conversation, and he blew me away. His vision, his enthusiasm, and his dedication to a cause that gives him nothing back, only the satisfaction of helping others.
Now, when we were off air, we were just chatting, and you mentioned that you guys had an event that you were involved in a couple of weeks ago. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I saw an opportunity after I met Will to combine something that I was doing outside of the charity, which was training for boxing, and there was an event coming up at the Star Casino, so I tried to combine both of them together, where an opportunity to raise money for Will to Live in an attempt to fight for the homeless, because the way we see it is that they fight for survival every day on the streets. I wanted to fight for them and raise money, and we did that in a boxing ring at the Star Casino on the 20th of September. So we created a campaign, and in the end, through all the donations, we managed to raise $29,000.
Wow, that's
in
amazing.
In the space of 2 weeks, yeah.
So what did you do with that money then?
The idea was that we wanted to buy Will another food van, because when I sat with him, when I met him first, he said that he wanted to branch out and make it. Where do you see the charity going? And Will's response was, wouldn't it be great if it was national, if we had food vans all over the country feeding the homeless? And that was the big thing for me. So I immediately said, okay, we're going to raise money and we're going to get you another van. Let's get this off the ground. And That was the basis of the campaign. So last week we purchased a new food van for the charity, and on this Sunday at 4 o'clock at Belmore Park, we're holding an Appreciation Day barbecue where the homeless community are coming along, and also some of the fighters who fought on the night are going to hold the barbecue, and it's an opportunity to say thank you to everybody who donated, but also to hand the keys of the new van over to the charity. And the donors themselves get to see where their money went and who is benefiting from their donation. So it's a direct impact on our city.
That's incredible. And Reggie, just one last question. Did you win the fight?
Yes, I did win the fight.
A win for everyone then.
A win for everyone. It couldn't have went better. It's a great feeling. It's a great atmosphere. You know, it's all about giving back.